Now, I'd like to go quickly on to the next figure, which is figure two. This is now the beginning of actual evidence of time travelers visiting ourselves in the past. Now, this particular figure is located in France. Now, I want to just go into a little more detail. This was found in a cave near Lussac-les-Châteaux in 1937 by two gentlemen, one Leon Pericard and Stéphane LeWolf, and they uncovered another of these engraved stones from the Magdalenian period, which is about 17,000 to 11,000 B.C.
Gee, somebody etched this then.
Yeah. Now, this was done during, Stone Age time. The flat stones showed men and women in casual poses wearing robes, boots, belts, coats, and hats. The one you see, this figure two, is an engraving of a young lady who appears to be sitting and watching something. She's dressed in a pantsuit with a short-sleeved jacket, a pair of small boots, a decorated hat that flops down over her right ear and touches her shoulder. Resting on her leg is a square, flat object with a flap that folds down the front.
Could be a pocket on the pants, right?
It's actually a modern purse. It looks like a modern purse, actually.
Yeah.
Other examples that we don't have pictures of, I don't have it in front of me here, show men wearing well-tailored pants and coats and broad belts and clasped beards, mustaches, etc. Now, these Lussac etchings contradict everything in classical prehistory. We don't feel that Stone Age man was dressed this way.
No way, right?
These were drawings, by the way, were authenticated in 1938. Now, this is interesting. This is a Men in Black mentality now. Most of the stone engravings are in the prehistory library at the Lussac-les-Châteaux with a few exhibits in the what they call the Musée de l'Homme in Paris. Now, the drawings are shown that the public can see are not too revealing. You will not see this in this particular depiction in the museum. And the ones that are shown are the ones that don't clash with conventional theories. The rest are stored away and cannot be seen except by special permission and then only by those individuals with proper credentials. It is felt that the pictures would be too disturbing for public viewing.
I would guess so. How did you get this, Bruce?
Oh, this was reported, actually. A gentleman with one of those special credentials actually copied the pictures and then published it. It wasn't online. It was in like a book published several years ago. And so I was able to get that from his depiction. But you and I could not go into that museum and get that, not unless you were well-connected. And, it's another example of hiding from the public evidence that doesn't fit into conventional mentality.
Fascinating picture, Bruce. Go ahead with the rest.
Okay. Now, figure three on the gallery is a brontosaurus, which is now called an apatosaurus. It's not a Tyrannosaurus rex, as previously thought. This was from the Doheny scientific expedition that left Los Angeles on the morning of October 23, 1924, for the El Tovar Hotel on the rim of the Grand Canyon in northern Arizona. Now, this was a carving. It's so old that the iron seeping slowly from the stone has formed its customary protective covering, a task that requires untold eons to do. Scientists have generally agreed that this area where the dinosaur drawing was made has not been underwater for 40 million years at least.
My God.
This is a very heavy desert varnish on this, what's called a pterograph, which authenticates its antiquity and thus its authenticity. This is not a modern forgery. The fact that the animal is upright and balanced on its tail would indicate that this prehistoric artist must have seen it alive. That dinosaurs were in the vicinity is proven, of course, by its tracks. Now, this figure shows that modern man has been around for at least 65 million years, or a time traveler made this carving. And I want to go into the next figure and give you another theory about how these dinosaurs could have gone back and forward in time and not have any evidence such as bones currently to show them. In the next figure, figure four, we have another brontosaurus, or an apatosaurus, that was found in the Natural Bridges National Monument in Utah by the Anasazi Indians who lived there between the 5th and 14th centuries. The figure below that is from Cambodia, and this is from the ancient Hindu temple near Siem Reap, Cambodia. This name of this temple is Ta Prohm. It was completed in 1186 A.D., There is no evidence whatsoever that these people were excavating fossils and then systematically reconstructing the dinosaurs. These are real-life observations. Now, how do you get dinosaurs in 1186 A.D. from, say, 65 million years ago? This is a Stegosaurus, at least 65 million years ago. Well, here's what happens. I told you the WLA, the Wormhole Linear Accelerator, is how the time travelers in the 31st to the 34th century go back in time, and they create tears in the fabric of space-time. I feel that these tears, like ley lines, as it's called today by our scientists and our people in the field, have actually teleported these dinosaurs from the past into the present, in that case, 1186 AD. People observed it, and then the dinosaur re-entered that tear in the fabric of space-time, went back to its 65 million plus BC, and died there, leaving only fossil evidence rather than the bones it will leave if it was just around 1,000 years ago.
That is dramatic.
Oh, yeah, this is heavy. This is heavy stuff. Now, these, by the way, the breaches in the fabric of space-time is not uncommon in astrophysics and quantum mechanics. They could very easily be responsible for the unusual consequences for anyone who happened to be caught in it. The ancient Chinese believe that the Earth is covered with lines of magnetic forces, which they called Lung Mai, or dragon paths. We call those ley lines, and they have explained many unusual phenomena that, for example, the Nazca lines in Peru are another example of ley lines, mm-hmm. the Salisbury right. Ley line connecting Salisbury to Stonehenge. But here's a cute story about ley line. I love this one. This is good old London, anymore. This is England. On August 25th, 1974, William Lincoln was visiting it's called the Chanctonbury Ring, an ancient earthwork circle in the south coast of England. And he was lifted up 5 feet into the air, suspended horizontally for 30 seconds before returning to the ground, where three of his friends witnessed the event. This is an example of ley lines. Other ones have shown, for example, there's a gentleman in 1936 named Stephen Jenkins who viewed a group of medieval warriors from the Cornish coast near where King Arthur was supposed to have died. The scene that was manifested to him vanished shortly, but reappeared and disappeared at the same spot exactly 38 years later. So these Nazca lines, these ley lines, as we call them, are nothing but, again, examples of tears in the fabric of space-time, which time travelers, unfortunately, because of the 300 years they used the wormhole linear accelerator mentality, have actually created it.